Living with the text.
You will bear the image of the text that you live with.
Living with the text, it unfolds. You realize it's speaking to you individually and personally, and a process begins in your life. You're shown truth. Rebellion is exposed, your rebellion, my rebellion. And mistakes are corrected. Well, how do you live with the text?
Where's the Bible in your house right now? There's nothing like the written word of God for showing you the way to salvation.
This one and done thing, I can't sign on with that. I'm sorry. This one emotional experience and I'm done? No, it's not biblical. Scripture doesn't show us a truth. It shows us truth. Boom.
There's no hedging here. Paul doesn't say, well, this is one spoke of the wheel.
Because there is not one set of beliefs over here and another set of beliefs over here, and there's not truth over here, truth over there. I said, there's truth, period.
Either this is true or it isn't. True or it isn't.
Scripture shows us truth. Scripture owns truth. What do we own?
I own rebellion and I own mistakes.
You see that process of salvation? What are the signs and symptoms of living with the text? Paul tells us that, doesn't he, in Galatians? He says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness. And then he ends it up, I love the way he ends it up, self-control. This is how you do a litmus test on yourself. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. Because that is what Scripture does to me and you. Where's the Bible in your house? I used to think this book was about me and how I get to heaven. Paul says this book doesn't teach us and prepare us to die. Paul says it trains you to live. This is not a grave-tending life you've been given. It is an adventurously expectant life. Why do we not live differently? Through the Word. You're shaped up and put together. A whole healed, put together life. The process of salvation has a purpose. We need to be image bearers. Now.